Different in the locker room with it being Alabama week?
It doesn't feel different. We prepare for each opponent the same. You know, each week we strive to be 1-0. And, you know, Sunday, you know, it was a good win, that 24-hour period, but we know we have to hit the reset button and just prepare like we prepare for every opponent.
As a running back group, do you guys feel, I don't know if pressure is the right word, but the pressure to compete and be able to win in the running game on Saturday to win this game?
You know, we already know, we're going to have to run the ball, and, everybody's going to, have to be at their best. But, like I said before, it starts at the beginning of the week. We just got to prepare the same we prepare every week, and we're going to be okay.
What do you remember from last year's game?
It was a tough game in the trenches. Very disciplined, the defense was, just the tempo of the game. And big, fast, strong, but that's all I remember.
But you were right there with them for almost three quarters.
Yeah, we were. We had to fight, a little bit of execution. And, that's really, really what it is and when it comes down to. Just a discipline standpoint of the game.
You feel like last year was the Alabama game was a big turning point for you personally?
I didn't really think about it that way. I just go out there, have fun, and I just play the game I love.
What makes them so difficult to run on?
They're very disciplined. They do their job. They're very sound. And, anybody can the twos, the threes, anybody can fill in their position because they're just so disciplined and they execute well.
They've scored a lot of points their first two games. Do you feel like that this is a game that the offense is going to have to score a few points to be in it?
We just have to do our job and we just have to execute. And, that's the only thing we focus on week in and week out, just execution, communication. Mm-hmm. And if we do those things, we'll be fine.
Can you feel the improvement from week to week with the offense? Feel like it's happened?
Yes, sir. Just the intensity, the focus, mm-hmm. The maturity in it. Everybody, we have a lot of young guys on our offense and defense of the ball. And you just see the growth each week of the younger guys maturing each week.
The success you've had in the fourth quarter, how important is that just from game to game, knowing that you guys have done that before?
It's just finishing. You have to finish a game from start to finish. That's all it really is, just finishing.
Keith, so much has been made about this Alabama game in the past. What would it mean for you guys to be able to walk off the field Saturday night with a win?
It would be a good thing to walk off the field. But, like I said before, we have to prepare just like any other opponent. And nothing's different about this game than any other game. Every game's the same to us. And we just got to prepare.
How key are Mon's legs in a game like this, being that dual threat quarterback, and what does that do to open up your game and Trevion's game?
It's a dual threat. Just know that you have two guys back there, not just a running back that's explosive on their feet. It's a really big threat to the defense, and that's one thing the game plan on just a running back to run a style, but just a game plan on two, three, four guys is hard to do.
How have you seen Kellen continue to grow mentally, especially in the zone read game?
He's getting more comfortable, maturity, his execution, just everything all around about him. You just see it every day, every week. He's just maturing and he's getting more comfortable with the offense.
How concerned are you at all with him running the football that much in the zone read?
I'm not concerned at all. We're just doing our job, and he has to make that read. And it's just, like I said before, execution, just mm-hmm. doing our job.